Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we peel back the layers of the tech onion, making you cry tears of enlightened joy, or maybe just from the sheer beauty of technology. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today, we're diving into a topic that might not get your heart racing at first mention, but stick with us. It's crucial. We're talking about building documentation that scales. Yes, you heard right, the D word.
That's right, Jamie. Documentation, it's like the foundation of a house. You might not see it when you admire the building's facade, but without it, you'd quickly run into problems.
So, we're laying down some concrete today, huh? But first, Alex, why is documentation more critical now than ever before?
Great question. As of 2025, documentation isn't just a nice to have, it's infrastructure. With the complexity of APIs, SDKs, and internal tools we're dealing with, documentation is what bridges human understanding and machine complexity.
Ah, so it's the Rosetta Stone of the tech world. But I've seen my fair share of, let's say, less than helpful docs. What makes for great documentation?
Three pillars: standardization, audience awareness, and alignment with software releases. Let's start with standardization. Consistent formatting, terminology, and structure not only build trust, but also speed up comprehension.
Right? Because if every page looks like it was written by a different author in a different century, I'm spending more time decoding the docs than using the product.
Exactly. And when we talk about standardization, we're also talking about making it easier for engineers to contribute. A clear format and automated tools like Markdown Lint can help maintain consistency.
Automation for the win. But what about making sure the docs speak to me as a non-engineer?
That's where audience awareness comes in. Documentation isn't one size fits all. For developers, you'll want detailed references and code samples. End users might need more step-by-step guidance in friendlier language.
So I shouldn't explain a persistent connection pool with exponential back-off retries to my grandma?
Probably not, unless your grandma's into that sort of thing. It's all about empathy, understanding your audience, and tailoring the depth and tone accordingly.
Got it. And keeping docs aligned with software releases sounds like a no-brainer.
It is, but you'd be surprised how often documentation drifts from the actual product. Automated checks and versioning can keep docs in sync with the code base.
Makes sense. No one likes outdated instructions. But this sounds like a lot of work. How do we keep up?
By treating documentation as a living system, integrate testing and monitoring into your CI/CD pipeline, and don't forget to refactor and update regularly.
Living system. So like feeding and watering your plants?
Something like that, yes. And speaking of growth, let's not overlook scalability. Tools like MechDocs or DocuSaurus can help manage your docs as your product evolves, ensuring they're fast, secure, and accessible worldwide.
Ah, the magic of static site generators and CDNs, but this all sounds great in theory. Any real-world examples of documentation done right?
Stripe's developer documentation is often cited as a gold standard: clear, consistent, versioned. It's a testament to how great documentation can support and even enhance a brand's identity.
I love it when theory meets practice. Now, before we wrap up, any common pitfalls we should avoid?
A few big ones include letting docs become outdated, using inconsistent terminology, and neglecting feedback loops. Remember, documentation is for your users, not for yourself. Always define personas and write with them in mind.
Sage advice, Alex. And with that, I think we've documented our thoughts on documentation quite thoroughly.
We sure have, Jamie. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Remember, great documentation scales knowledge, improves onboarding, and reduces support load. Treat it with the care it deserves.
And don't forget to check out our show notes for more tips and examples. Until next time, keep those docs in doc shape.
Nicely put, Jamie. Goodbye, everyone, and keep leveling up your nerd.